This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi. Sorry, that was weird. Hey. Welcome to Betch Labbed, our podcast, Betch's podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And that was a really weird intro. Sammy's not here today. She is busy. But so it's just us
better
two.
Things to do.
Better things to do than hang out with us.
So it was a little bit of a slow week this week, considering the biggest news that we could come up with was that Jordan Rogers and JoJo are considering, what is her last name? I have no idea.
Fletcher.
Are considering a TV wedding.
Oh my God. I can't believe that's the headline, but I hate this couple. Yeah, I'm so surprised. I'm not surprised at all, sorry, that they're considering a TV wedding. Like, what? That's off, yeah. No duh.
I mean, this is now their career. Being The Bachelor. And
for some reason, though, Ben and Lauren, they don't piss me off as much as, like, a TV couple. Like, they have that new show on Freeform. This is free advertising for them. like, a reality show about their lives, which seems so cookie cutter, like, on...
Yeah, I don't, there's nothing, dramatic, I feel like, that I would want to watch on that show. I feel like their biggest couples fight is going to be, like, what shape are, like, the cookie cutters
that they're purchasing. I was literally thinking that, or, like, how what's their budget for scrapbooking.
Exactly. Like, I really like Ben. Lauren was fine. Is it Lauren? Did I say Lauren? Yeah. Lauren was fine. I really liked him. He was, like, really adorable. But there's nothing dramatic. Because we really like him, there's really, like, nothing I'd want to watch. There's nothing more boring than, like, a happy couple.
Yes. Right? There's nothing. I need some drama.
Exactly. If someone was like, oh, do you want to watch this show about, like, a really happy couple that goes through everyday marriage issues that, like, are not dramatic?
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. But I'd actually, I feel like I'd be more likely to watch a show about JoJo and Jordan because it'd probably be a lot more dysfunctional.
Yes and no. No, because I feel like it would be so fake. Like, they're so fake. Like, everything about them just screams fake. His smile is fake. His hair is annoyingly Jimmy Neutron fake. I just want to throw a football.
Maybe they'd get into some fights about that. Or, like, it might be hard to be that fake if they were being televised. Maybe you get, like, the real.
Yeah.
See what's really going on.
Well, unfortunately for us, they're not being offered a reality show. They're just being offered a TV wedding, which I thought they would do anyway. So.
Would you watch?
Yeah. Like, obviously, I'm going to watch. I love The Bachelor. And, by the way, we recap The Bachelor every season, The Bachelorette.
So remember that in January
when it comes back in January. And I remember when it starts is because when they promoted when Juan Pablo was like January 5th, so I think it starts around there.
Are You the One?
Best show. Other best show.
That's another good show. I was thinking Juan, like Juan Pablo.
Are you the one? That's a good hashtag if anybody's looking to marry a Juan.
That was really cheesy. Okay, let's move on to, you know, I actually haven't heard that much about this. Maybe you could enlighten us about the Tyga and Kylie Ferrari themed birthday party for King Cairo.
King Cairo?
Did I make that up? Just King?
I think it's just.
No, there's a king somewhere in there, isn't there?
I have no idea.
I think Cairo. It's King Cairo.
His name is King, isn't it? Okay, I could be just laughing. It could be true, but I also, like...
No, it is. They call him King Cairo. I watched one episode of Robin China, so it must have worked its way into my subconscious.
Oh my God,
which is
that's
very scary.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah, King Cairo, that's what they call him.
Oh, wow. Well,
with a C, though, not a K.
It's amazing that his nickname, or his actual name, the son's real name, is Kylie's nickname. So that's scandalous. So I saw Kylie's Snapchat. It was, like, filled with snaps of the birthday party, which I have. Okay, so it's all Ferrari sponsored, and I don't know if Ferrari paid them or they just, like, fucking love Ferrari, but I have a feeling that the kid doesn't love Ferrari. I have a sneaking suspicion that is not the case. But the best was when there was, like, a snap of her. She sent a snap of, like, oh my God, best dad ever, about Tyga, and it was, like, him standing there, like, didn't even know, like, what was going on, and covered in, like, 7,000 chains, and just, like had models around him.
Right. So she was like, he's the best dad, but then her brother Rob is the best stepdad.
Yeah.
And she's the best stepmom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was Blac Chyna there?
Unclear, probably. She wasn't in the Snapchats. I have no idea. I'm not a correspondent. I wasn't there. Are they,
I saw that North was wearing Kylie lip kits.
Yes. A new development is that, yeah, Kylie put on like, why do I know so much about this? I hate myself. I'm like taking this from my own knowledge. This is awful. Yeah, she put on dark color Kylie lip kit. That was on her lips, and the whole time I was thinking, you have to moisturize before you put that on.
I mean, there's no better age than, what, 3 years old to really enhance the
fullness of your
Of your lips.
Yes, correct. I'm surprised she wasn't giving in lip injections to the kid birthday party.
That would have been so funny. I would definitely have tuned in.
There needs to be a parody that we make of, like, a birthday party by, like, the Kardashians, which is the fake Kardashian family, where various plastic surgery is given.
They need to make, like, you know how they made, like, the Brady Bunch movie?
Yes.
Make, like, as a parody of the Brady Bunch.
There needs to be a show that's a parody.
Or it could just be a movie that's, like, really exaggerated.
I would watch. Maybe we should make that.
I mean, if you grew up, if you grew up in the 90s, like,
email
we
us,
did.
Yeah, if you want to see that shit.
No, but I feel like there are so many people who didn't even realize that wasn't the real Brady Bunch.
I know.
We thought that was, right. that was what the Brady Bunch was that weird parody movie.
I totally also did not understand that he was tripping on, like, mushrooms. You remember that part where, like, Alice gave him, like, a bag of mushrooms? I, like, didn't understand.
I'm tripping with the Bradys.
Yeah.
And he was, like, 6 years
old. I was like, why?
Because we were, like, 6 years old. It'd be weird if you knew what was happening.
Yeah, that would be true. I feel like some people did, though. Yeah. The fast kids.
My sister used to just constantly call me Jan. So mean.
Oh, that's really funny though. Marsha. Exactly. But yeah, would you, I don't, that's a good idea for, like, a group Halloween, is like dressing up as
the Kardashians.
No, as the Brady Bunch.
They all kind of look the same, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. Okay,
maybe if you have like a group of three guy friends and you're wouldn't you rather be the characters from Friends? So you're like 3 and 3.
Also a great idea, and I want to do it.
And then you make, like, the dud be Alice.
Who's your favorite Friends character?
Oh, Alice. Yes.
Oh, Alice. Wait, the dud. We haven't used that term in so long, I feel like, but she's just standard dud. Do you guys know what the dud is? I realize you can't answer me.
If you don't know what the dud is, you probably are her.
Yes, that's true. You can read about the dud on our website, betches.com.
Basically, she's the girl that has to be the Alice or the, in, like, the
she's
group
the
costume.
She's the dud. She's, like, sitting around. You're, like, wondering why she's here. She's just, like, in your friend group and
right. If you're doing the Kardashian, she, like, has the one who has to dress up as Lamar. She always gets the last costume picked somehow.
Yeah, somehow. Or, like, it's not somehow, it's that she isn't given the option. Right. The first.
She's just assigned the costume.
Assigned dud. So speaking of Halloween, what are we gonna be?
I don't know. I mean, we do make those really cool shirts.
Oh yeah, so we sell a Halloween costume. It's basically the easiest thing ever. It's a shirt. It's an oversized t-shirt dress. And it says, I'm a mouse, duh. And I feel like I'm probably going to dress that up as that one night. What we're selling out already, obviously, we've sold out like 7,000 times. So you're going to see a bunch of, like, huge group of girls wearing this costume.
Being a mouse, duh.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Halloween. I feel like if I'm thinking
shopbetches.com.
Okay. So here's the thing about Halloween. I feel like if I'm thinking about I'm thinking about my Halloween costume too early, then I'm like, oh, I'm such a loser. I'm thinking about my Halloween costume too
for
early.
Sure.
But then it's like, if you go that route, then it's like all of a sudden October 29th and you're like, shit, I have no idea what I'm going to be. Yeah. I haven't prepared. It's just going to be a wash. But then it's like that winds up being like that every year.
Yeah, every single year. This year though, last year I bought a last minute costume like from Topshop on sale or something. It was like a really, really cute a long sleeve like dress that has a Skeletor on it. So skeleton, I don't know.
Skeletor. I think that's just like a mean word for an anorexic girl.
Aww, poor anorexic people. So I think I'm going to be that because I saw it at H&M and they have a choker necklace that has like skeleton hands. And I'm just going to like.
You're going to be a skeleton again?
I didn't use it last year. I just still have it in my closet. So I think I'm just going to base my entire Halloween costume around the fact that I get to wear a choker because fave accessory of 2016.
I think I'm going to be sexy Donald Trump. Always wanted to be blonde.
No, it's red. Doesn't he have red hair?
No, he's definitely blonde.
He's orange as fuck.
He's orange. His body is orange.
His hair is
yellow.
Blonde. Yeah.
it's very hot.
That would be awesome. You should definitely do that. But
do you think the outfit have to compose of an actual I don't really like this word, but you know, the grabber?
Pussy grabbing?
Pussy grabbing.
You just have to go around grabbing people's pussies? Is that what you're saying? No.
Or that be part of the costume. It has to like be incorporated into the costume somehow.
You should put it on your hands. Just be like, we'll grab.
Right.
No, that's so weird.
That's very strange.
It's a little bit vulgar, but I think you could pull it off maybe.
Right. Sexy Donald Trump.
Sexy Donald
Slutty Trump. Donald Trump, rather.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to see so many girls.
Do you think it'll be a couple's costume of this year, Trump and Melania?
Fucking lame costume. I feel like there's going to be a lot of Hillary's.
Hillary and Bill?
Hillary and Bill's. a lot of Hillary and Trump together as a couple.
Have you thought about doing a couple's costume?
With my boyfriend? No.
You've never even like thought about what you guys might dress up as.
No, we were cowboys last year, which I really enjoyed because I didn't have to like, I just pulled shit off in my closet. Not that I dress Western normally, but like I got to put something together.
I feel like we got those cowboy boots one year and I haven't had anywhere where I'd even like thought about
having. I had those cowboy boots and I had these like really old pairs of cowboy boots from high school from Steve Madden and I wore those instead of the authentic ones that I had.
But those take up so much room in my closet. I have to figure out somewhere.
Sell them.
Well, I feel like around Halloween I'll just go through my old drawer of shit that I would never wear out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how can I make
put it together?
Right. It's like kind of slutty and I want to wear it somewhere, but it's like really ugly. So like you gotta just
have you ever done a non-slutty costume?
Yeah, in first grade. I was Pocahontas with like a full dress, and then I was Pocahontas again junior year of college, and that was really slutty.
Yeah, that was just a bra. I remember that.
Yeah. I love that costume. Really good. Maybe I'll do that again.
So first grade was the last time. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think I was ever like, you know, Mean Girls Lindsay Lohan when she shows up as the corpse bride. That was probably the funniest scene.
Yeah.
People are like scared of her.
Okay, because the concept of a really like cool, creative Halloween costume is really fun for 5 minutes. And then you're like, oh, I want to look flattering.
Yeah.
I want to like wear something that looks flattering on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I have no input, but I agree. So let's move on. Okay, so we want to introduce a word to you that we came up with. Well, we didn't come up with really at all, but we were in the Hamptons and we rented a house and we were on the street like something Towed Road.
Well, what was the street called?
Like totally South Pond.
South Pond, Pound, Towed.
Towed Road.
Oh, we thought it was Town Road at first, yeah. And then we realized.
Like, what is this fucking street name? It's something Towed.
So we're like, what is that? That's not a real word.
What is a Towed? T-O-W-D. So we like Urban Dictionary'd it. And what came up was whiny little bitch. And we're like...
I'm going to read the exact Urban Dictionary definition.
It literally says whiny little bitch.
It says Towed.
This is the genesis of the word.
Exactly. So we heard this word and we were like, oh my God, this word is amazing. Why is no one using it? A towed is a whiny little bitch or a description for someone who is just plain stupid. Let's use it in a sentence. Did you see that what Bannon was wearing today? What a fucking towed. I don't really know how that really helps explain what the word is. But anyway, there is no other word that really
describes a whiny little bitch. Like you would think
succinctly.
So efficiently you would think. So we thought like maybe the word millennial, we're all whiny little bitches, but not as quite as a towed, I would say. I think
it's a good thing to call your friend if you're like, oh, we're going to brunch here. And then she's like, oh, why are we going to brunch there? Then you could be like, shut up. You're being such a fucking towed.
Yeah, it's perfect. It also can describe the generation right under generation, the millennials. Like they're all real whiny little bitches.
Right. Basically, if you're under the age of 21, you're definitely a towed.
Such a towed. But you should be towed and proud. Like just like walk around, complain about shit, and
towed and proud.
Towed and proud.
I like it. Which brings us to speaking of whiny little bitches, it brings us to our discussion of pet peeves. Which is a weird term, actually, I think, just in general. Yeah, peeves.
Why is it a pet peeve?
Because it's like something that you always have that's around that you have to take care of. I don't know.
Interesting, Jordana. Really insightful thought, actually. So pet peeves. Since we like to complain a lot, as we said in our earlier podcast, we're really good at it.
Because we're towds.
Occasional towds.
It's TOWD, just in case you don't know.
Use it as much as you can. If you want to send us suggestions of ways to use it in a sentence, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's the word slapped, SLAPPED.
In case you think it's spelled differently than it sounds, it's not.
So pet peeves. Okay, what are your pet peeves? Like, what? Name one.
Okay, well, I originally thought of pet peeves today because I realized my biggest pet peeve is small objects with large packaging. Yes. Because it's a waste. It's bad for the environment, which I don't really care that much about. But more importantly, it's bad for me having to carry it.
Yes, and it's also misleading. Like, oh, look at this amazing big package that I'm going to get. Like, wonder.
Exactly, and then there's like a tiny shit. Little eye cream in it.
Yeah, it's fucking eye cream. That's not enough.
Like, what's the point of all that air? Or like when you have an Amazon box and it's just like a tiny little thing covered in paper.
Fuck protection of your product. Like, give me a small box.
But my other pet peeve is things that should be bigger, which are too small, like condiment packets.
Like, you love condiments. Yeah, right. Here's your chance to talk about your
condiment world. No, I really love condiments, but have you ever gotten a ketchup packet and been like, oh, this is a totally satisfactory amount of ketchup in here. Like, this is all the ketchup I could possibly need in this little fucking packet.
Yeah, no.
It's never enough.
It's never enough. They should put ketchup in the amount that they give us spicy mayo.
Right. I find the ketchup packets to be like tuna tartare. No one ever, it never shows up and everyone's like, oh, what an abundance of tuna tartare. This is going to last everyone forever, the whole table.
Yeah, tuna tartare comes scary.
What are yours? What are your pet peeves?
Okay, this sounds like, okay, I'll just tell you. I hate when my belt in my robe, like, comes out of one loop. And now I have to just, like, put it back through. And it's, like, really hard. You have to, like, twist around. It's like a dog chasing its tail. And I can't get it, so I just forget it. And then I just leave it undone. And then I'm walking in the hall, or I don't know where I'm walking around my apartment, and comes undone. Yeah. Well, no, I just wrap it. It's just like really annoying. Like, they should come attached.
Like, I agree. Why? Or why do you even need the little holes? They're like sort of annoying. You have to get them through there.
Makes no sense. Like, why don't they come attached?
Exactly. I got a massage the other day, and I left in the robe, and the masseuse, like,
stole the robe.
She physically took the strap from the thing and she like retied it for me. It's kind of embarrassing.
Wait, you took the robe home?
What? No, when I was like leaving, you know, when they were like leave the room and then they bring you the water and you're like left, and I guess it maybe was like half off. I was like, I was really relaxed. I didn't really even notice. And so she like retied the thing for me. It was probably all out. And also she was like, oh, you have mascara all over your face. It was a really deep massage.
You know what's amazing is I could totally picture it. The other thing that really annoys me is when people chew very loudly. Like, my mom used to complain, say that, like, I would lip smack when I was little.
I think that's a big one.
Yeah, I would do that, but only until I heard other people do it did I really realize how annoying it is.
It's the kind of thing where if you're doing it, it's like, not a big deal, but if you hear someone next to you chewing, you're just like, you need to die immediately.
Fucking mouth.
I have a thing where my jaw locks. Sometimes people can hear that.
Jaw?
What? I don't know, it's like, you can hear it if I'm chewing something, like, in the back of my...
Other people can hear you...
They can hear. They can't hear me chewing. They can hear that, like, my jaw click.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Click.
I click like that. Yeah, like it's really fun to eat like pizza or hard objects around people.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
It's hard to eat hard objects around people. With that, I think that also walking very slowly in front of me is a huge pet peeve today. This couple was like stretched out as far as possible across the entire sidewalk, holding hands, and it was like a huge, New York City Red Rover. Like, no, that's not what I'm playing. I'm not gonna run through you. Although that would have been so funny. I had to like walk around them, and I was like grunting. I was like, get the fuck out of my way.
You know when you're like, when you're just like an asshole in a rush New Yorker, when you're like, when you're running around the women who are pushing the strollers and like giving them nasty looks. Like, how dare you have your baby on the side of the street?
You fucking town. Right? No, we're the towns, I guess.
Exactly. You're like pushing like the strollers out of your way to move faster. Because sometimes you have to make that light.
Physically push the stroller out of your way.
No, I'm just like running in front of it and like giving nasty looks to whoever is pushing it.
Yeah, just if you're with a stroller, run with it. Like, go faster. Shit.
Exactly. Or like get to like the side. Like, you may as well be almost up against the building so people can pass you. You can't take up the whole street with that thing.
I'm so glad we're able to give such good advice for people exactly. walking down the street. So I guess, speaking of advice, let's do a Dear Betch.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Why don't you read this one?
Okay, I'm going to read this one. So, Dear Betch, met this guy on Hinge and we talked every day for about 2 weeks and finally hung out. We instantly clicked and I just thought he was so great. I'm usually one to pick up on vibes and can tell if someone is into me or not. I could tell the feelings were mutual and we were both into each other. The next weekend we hung out pretty much all day and we had a great time. At least I thought. Dun, dun, dun. He was telling me he couldn't wait until I visited him in Hoboken.
You can't laugh when you say Hoboken. It's rude.
Fucking Jersey, I don't know. Where he was moving in a week, where I also helped him pick out his furniture for his room. Important information. I legitimately thought we were going to start dating. We talked every day for another 2 weeks. Then one night, I went to bed and said goodnight to him, and the next day, I never heard from him. Oh, my God. I ended up texting him the day after, and he never answered. I ended up texting him 2 days later, and he never answered again. I've never been ghosted before, never been this confused over a guy. I keep trying to replay everything in my head, trying to see if I missed any signs that he wasn't into me, but I can't figure it out. LOL. Remember when he asked me to help pick out his furniture? Me too. So weird. I just don't know what to think of the situation. I need some clarity because I'm great, and he should have been obsessed with me. Sincerely, ghosted and confused.
Okay. So to me, this sounds like a classic case of he's just not that into you.
Yeah, it sucks to be ghosted, guys. I totally agree.
It does.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. That guy just is obviously super immature. He can't confront, like, he can't deal with his own emotions. He can't break up with you, even though you're not really potentially, like, in a serious relationship. But a guy could, like, owe you an explanation as to why it's not working.
Or not even. You know, after 2 weeks, I don't even think you necessarily even need to give someone an explanation. You could just be like, hey, I just don't really see this going anywhere. And I had a good time, but, like, I'm not really interested in anything serious, which just means I'm not that into you. But, like, it's a way of just, like, bringing closure to something. But if you can't do that, then, like, you're just kind of immature and you probably wouldn't want to be with him anyway.
Yeah, for sure. At least in this point of his life, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter that you help pick out his furniture. Dudes usually just, like, I don't know why I've been saying dudes lately, but guys.
I've been hanging out with your boyfriend too much.
So that's my therapist.
Dude.
Dudes.
Did you call your therapist dude?
No, she's a woman. No, only I say dudes about guys. I don't really, like, call girls dudes. It's a little too softball talk. But
would you rather be the girl who calls other girls dude, or would you rather be the girl who calls other girls babe?
Oh, my God. What a waff. Really good would you rather. I would call them dude. I hate babe when it
babe
comes.
Babe is terrible.
When, like, it
comes girls calling other girls babe.
There's no exception.
Especially when you're not, like, super, I mean, even if you right. really probably wouldn't be super close with someone who was calling you babe, but yeah. Like.
Right. I don't know. Maybe it's like a New York non-emotional, like, relationship thing, but.
I don't know, babe.
It's weird. Oh my God. I just got to, like, peeved out when you said that.
So did
Steved
I.
Steeved out? Is it peeved out?
Peeved out.
I don't know. I need to learn English.
I don't know.
But anyway, so it doesn't really matter if he helped you pick out your furniture, because guys, not dudes, like, sort of just live in the moment, make decisions based on nothing. And they said, oh, hey, she sounds like she might have good taste. She'll help me. He wasn't like, I'm going to marry her because she helped me pick out my furniture.
Exactly.
So I would just think nothing of that and just think he's not that into you and move the fuck on.
Or maybe he's dead. I don't know. You could also.
Check his Facebook page, but I feel like she definitely has.
she's writing to us. She's already gone down that road.
She's done the stalk. She did the stalking rabbit hole. She's gone down it.
Yeah, I just think that there's, like, a general difference in the way that girls and guys think about dating and, like, hooking up and relationships. Girls are like, oh, like, what is this big picture thing that how have I not fit into his life in this way? And, like, if I had said this thing or texted him differently, like, would we still be together? And guys are just kind of like, into it, not into it. Like, want to keep doing it, want to not keep doing it. Yeah. There's, like, nothing bigger that they're...
It's just, it's black and white for them.
Exactly. They're just, like, and I don't know. They're very simple creatures, men. Yes. Very stupid, stupid, simple creatures.
No, they're nice. Speaking of men, we're having Jared Freed of J-Train Podcast coming as our guest next week. Yes, he's... a dude, so we'll hear from his perspective. J-Train's like a TFM podcast, right?
He does.
Yeah, we're going to be on his the day before, so listen to that and make sure to listen to ours because you already are subscribed. So I guess we could just close this off by doing what should we do? Would you rather?
Let's do would you rather.
Okay.
This is the Halloween special. Okay, so would you rather wear your Halloween costume for a full week before Halloween every day, or be forced to non-ironically go trick-or-treating for 3 hours on actual Halloween by yourself?
Oh my God.
And you can't, like, be like, oh, LOL, like, I'm here at Halloween trick-or-treating, okay. And I'm 27. You have to actually, like, pretend to be legit about it.
Yeah, I think I would.
3 hours is a long time. Well, the one you end up with candy. So
yes, that is the positive, but you also might like get hurt. Like I feel like people will be creeped out by you. Like you
I mean,
might...
we're girls, we're not guys. Probably wouldn't be that creeped out. They'd just be like, "Who is this freak?"
Yeah, I think I'd rather do that.
You'd rather do that?
Because you can Snapchat it.
Than the costume?
Yeah, a full week is really just way too long to be dressed in like full Halloween garb.
At least it's the week before Halloween and not in the middle of December or something.
That should be the question. Like in like 1 month too early.
Right.
Like,
would that change your answer?
No, I'd still really, I would still.
You'd prefer to do the trick-or-treating?
Yeah. Yeah, you got candy.
Okay. You know what? I think we have time for a shoot, fuck, marry too.
Yeah, I do love those.
Since we did discuss JoJo and Jordan.
Let's bring it back to The Bachelor.
Let's bring it back to The Bachelor. Okay. And let's do the Bachelor edition of Shoot, Fuck, Marry.
Special.
So we've got Ben Higgins of Ben and Lauren. Nick.
New show. On
how do you say his last name?
Nick Vial.
Nick V. He'll always be Nick V to me.
Nick V. V. Remember V from True Blood? Like the heroin crap.
That's just like Nick's personality. Or Chris Soules. I think that's how he said it was pronounced.
I can't say anybody's name, but I say Soules, but I think it's wrong.
You
or
had
wrong.
Such a big crush on Chris. I remember during
from day one, like I knew he was going to be the Bachelor.
Who rejected him? Andy? Andy. Andy totally rejected.
He was third
out.
The farmer
on Andy's season.
Yeah, he. I had the biggest crush on him. I loved him. I also before Juan Pablo was. I have a knack for picking out who the next Bachelor is early on. I liked Juan Pablo, but he didn't speak. During Dez's season, like he didn't speak at all.
So he just said like three Spanish phrases, yeah, and everyone and was knew, like, "Oh my god, he's
I
so
knew he was
going to
be it from the beginning."
I think he just didn't understand what his contract. It was just like a total language, like lost in translation thing. He was like, "Oh, I thought I'm just supposed to fuck everyone and then like talk about it."
Yeah. He was the only one who didn't propose. You know that, like,
I just don't think he like understood how the show worked. Yeah. I actually kind of feel bad. Like no one explained it to him before he went on, and he just thought it was like a American prostitution thing.
Televised American prostitution. But yeah, so Nick Vial is the one that I did not call. That was a big shocker to us here at Bachelor.
Maybe he'll be...
I think he's going to be good. He knows the ropes. I think.
Yeah, he's been on this show like 15 times.
Yeah, 75, if, like to be exact.
It's his job.
So, shoot, fuck, marry.
Okay, so I'm going to marry Ben because like, I don't know, he's just so cute and he's tall and he's really sweet.
We have to note that Chris Soules... Not Farmer Chris Soules, because he's not even on the farm anymore.
That farm thing was bullshit.
We saw him in LA.
I'm sorry, like, Chris. Yeah. We know it's bullshit. You're just having fun.
I feel like Whitney probably wanted to go on the farm and you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was probably like, oh, great. Like, I'll take him back to Iowa and he'll never see another woman again and we'll be very loyal. And then he was like, oh, wait, I'm famous. I don't need to be a farmer in Iowa.
I really wonder who's taking care of, who's tending to his
okay, so
sheep.
Here's how I would go. I would marry Ben. I think I'd have sex with Chris and I'd shoot Nick, despite the fact that I feel like his reputation will change quite shortly.
Who are you having sex with, Chris?
He was like pretty good looking. But also I feel like he's like not, he doesn't have like that great of a personality, so I don't really want to do anything else with him.
I think I would marry Ben and have sex with Nick. Oh, it would hurt me so badly, but I would shoot little Chris. Just because Nick, I feel like, has more...
Chris has probably put his fair share of animals to sleep, so he deserves it. Too far?
Oh,
too far?
Oh, I get, yeah. No.
But if you...
You're not a vegetarian. but yeah, okay, so on that note
it's been a great episode.
It's been awesome. Don't forget to email us what, like, dear Betches, anything you want us to talk about,
suggestions,
unless like somebody emailed us to like help them plan their weekend in New York City. We're not gonna do that here. But email us slapped, I spelled it earlier, at betches.com.
And don't forget to rate us five stars on
iTunes.
Yes.
That's right. What that thing is called. Okay. Okay, bye.